Hey, Maria, did you put on deodorant this morning?
Yeah, I did.
I put on Axe Guard body spray.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Upkeep for Monday, January 11th, 2021.
That's right. It's all of the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
And of course, the big news on this episode is everything call time.
That's right. We have had so many reveals in the last week.
Oh, yeah.
Including all of the mechanics, some of the lore, just a whole bunch of stuff.
Whole bunch of cards, really sweet hype video featuring Jimmy Wong and a metal band.
Yes.
And a Viking ship that was on fire or something. Anyway,
yeah,
a lot of stuff has gone down with call time, so we're going to give you basically all that you need to know here in this episode of the Upkeep, and then we'll dive deeper in our full-length podcast, Good Luck High Five.
So first up, the mechanics. We have Foretell, which is kind of like Morph, but for any kind of spell.
Yeah.
It doesn't become a creature, but you exile it face down and can cast it for its alternate Foretell cost later on.
Is this like Morph and Suspend had a baby?
It kind of is, Maria.
Oh, adorable.
Oh, so cute. Boast, which is an activated ability on creatures if that creature attacked this turn. Modal double-faced cards are back, which we're all very excited about. Snow is a card super type that is returning.
So excited for snow. They've also introduced new snow borders on their cards.
Yeah.
So you can tell the difference between snow lands and regular lands more easily. I have some thoughts about these, but again, that's what our other podcast is for.
Yeah. Plus, sagas and changelings are also back.
Really excited. All of these mechanics seem super cool. Mm-hmm. Very flavorful for call time. Of course, they're Viking Norse themed set, and excited to play with them when they drop on Arena on the 28th. We mentioned that there's a lot of lore with Keldheim.
Yeah.
And we're not kidding.
No, there's some story already out.
Yes.
Happening out there. Plus, just lots of like the basics. There's 10 various mini planes, which they call realms, that are all floating around in the cosmos around a giant world tree.
Yeah, this is a really kind of trippy when you think about it.
It's like a mini multiverse inside the multiverse.
Yes, and they're all floating in a cosmic soup, which now that I'm saying it, that's all we're doing.
What are we doing but floating in a cosmic soup?
Each realm from Kaldheim has a unique creature type associated with it and also a color pair. So there's Axeguard with the dwarves, which are, of course, red-white.
Mm-hmm.
Bredegarde is where the humans live, and that's green-white. This is maybe my favorite one.
Yes.
Naughty Old is where the trolls live, and they're red-green.
Immersterm, which are the demons, black-red. Istfell, spirits, white-blue. Carfell, which are full of draugr. Sure. Which are blue-black undead Viking zombies.
There's Litjara, which is home to the shapeshifters. Primary color is green-blue. Skemphar is where the elves live. This is black-green wood and shadow elves.
Ooh.
Starnheim, my personal fave, is the Valkyries, which are white-black. And Surtland is the land of the giants, which is blue-red. And of course, you get those fire and frost giants in that realm.
Very cool. The whole thing is ruled by gods, the Skodi family.
It's kind of like the mob in this world. The gods are more human, more fallible.
Yes.
Not really like the gods we saw on Amonkhet, which are kind of almighty and untouchable.
Yeah. You can travel to the different realms through the cosmos, but it's full of space monsters.
And one squirrel. That's Totski.
Yeah. The messenger of the gods.
So
cute.
But it's very like difficult and dangerous to travel through the cosmos.
Yep. Of course, as we knew, Tybalt is here, but we've seen his card now. And on one side, he's Tybalt, but he's a modal double-faced card.
So cool.
And on the other side, he's Valky, God of Lies, which is the black god.
I love it.
Pretty cool. Or he's impersonating the god of
Valky.
Lies.
Yeah.
Yes.
What a cool use of modal double-faced cards in this set.
Yep.
Another really exciting little Easter egg. Well, that was dropped like an Easter egg, but it's just like in this set.
Yeah.
Is a Phyrexian.
Just one. Just one. Vorinclex is here. No one knows how he got there.
But, you know, he's here.
How they got there?
Hey, what's up? I'm a creepy Phyrexian up in your realms.
Real spooky.
So the previews for Kaldheim are ongoing. Of course, ours is dropping tomorrow on our podcast, Good Luck High Five. So make sure to look out for that. Where to find them all, available on dailymtg.com. Mm-hmm. The set drops on Arena on the 28th and in paper on February 5th.
Oh, so exciting.
Very exciting.
Also very exciting news, Maria.
Oh, yeah.
Arena is coming to mobile.
Woohoo! They're having a special Kaldheim early access event the same day it drops on Arena, actually, on the 28th.
Wow.
I know.
But before you get too excited,
I know.
It's Android only. iOS is said to be in the works and coming later this year.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens. I mean, it was supposed to be on mobile last year. Well, thank goodness it's here in 2021. Yes. So my fingers are crossed big time for our iOS devices because I think that'll be so sweet.
Yeah.
But remains to be seen when that will happen. They say it should work on higher end Android devices made in the last 2 years. You can get the specs for that on Wizard's website if you really want to get into the nitty gritty of it. And you need at least 4 gigabytes of space to hold this monster of a game.
It will be cross platform. So your collection exists between different devices, but stuff like pets will be specific to your to a device.
Okay. All right. Well, exciting news. If you're an Android user, you know, send me pictures so that I can cry all over my iPhone while this is happening.
Salty, salty tears. My salty all over tears. Your phone.
Yep, exactly.
Last up, the Tinkerer's Cube is live on the 15th on Arena, so that's coming right up. You can combine different cards to make a powerful deck, so it's less emphasis on individual power level of cards, more emphasis on what crazy synergies can you build.
Yeah, this is best of one draft. If you get to 7 wins, which is the ultimate goal, you get 6,000 gold, 2 rare historic individual card rewards, and 1 uncommon historic individual card reward. It runs all the way through the 28th. Other exciting stuff happening on Arena, Ravnica Allegiance draft is ongoing through the 15th. I've been loving this, and I'm drafting... Guess what I'm drafting?
What are you drafting?
Only Gruul.
Wow. Do you know what? That pans out. Only Gruul.
Only Gruul. Just living that Gruul life, smashing people. It's great, great fun. Best of one draft.
FNM at home this week is Artisan.
Nice.
Which is Uncommons and Commons.
Yep.
And then Omniscience draft is live through tomorrow, which is where you're drafting from Core Set 2021. And you don't have to pay mana for your spells.
It is an absurd draft format. And
it's completely...
nonsense.
Wild.
It's nonsense. Very wheel spinny. I don't know how anybody ever. It's
you just draft anything level, that says draw a card.
Just draft all draw cards. Yes. Variance
level is 1,000.
1,000.
1,000 on a scale of a regular scale. On a regular scale, it's 1,000.
Well, everybody, that's all the news for this week on the Upkeep. Like we said, more of a deep dive into Kaldheim and all the cool stuff we're seeing there on Good Luck High Five coming out this week. Available anywhere you get your podcast, over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/goodluckhighfive. You can support the show over on patreon.com/glhfmagic. Happy 2021.
Woo!